Very moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own auricular organs. Because standing there upon the stage at this point, Clay Mary and one flimsy steeds, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the movements of her body were calling out my name. Thank you. My love will follow you.
it up to you.
Just told.
talked to me, and I hadn't asked him anything else. Obama family.
So as I said, I got a call tonight from President Obama, and I asked him if there was anything that I personally could do to assist in our country's economic recovery. And he said pretty much, well, we're doing pretty well now, actually, and but we can always do better. So what he said then was kind of boiled down to bring a lot of junk to sell. So I brought some CDs, some DVDs, some DVDs. And Nate Grover, who was playing the fiddle so beautifully. Nate brought some of his CDs, Nate Grover CDs. And Mark Cosgrove, who's playing the guitar and the mandolin, he brought some of his CDs. And Bob Taylor, who's playing the bass, couldn't carry anything more than the bass in his mustache. That's what I think. And he does have CDs. Josh Ganuski, who plays the drums, but they're not his in any way whatsoever. But his own. We particularly hope that you will buy some of Mark Cosgrove's CDs, because Mark, this is the truth, it's really sad. He left his wallet and credit cards and cash behind. So
I'm kind of hurting for money, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. He'll have to sleep in the van if you don't buy something nice. Anyhow, one of the CDs I brought with me is this thing called Use Me.
Yeah!
And it got nice reviews, but the reviewers all missed the point. I was mistaken to include the song Use Me on it because they thought that tune. No, that's not why it was. They wrote that I had a bunch of friends play on it. That's all beside the point. I called up a bunch of people and I asked each of them to write a song for me and then to produce me doing it. Use me. And so I have songs on there by Los Lobos and John Hyatt and Kevin Moore and Dr. John and Vince Gill and Linda Ronstadt. Some people, but I am I trying to tell you who's on it? But I did some with Levon. One of the ones I did with Levon. Levon couldn't talk during the time we set aside to record. So there was no way he could sing the song or produce the session. So Larry Campbell produced it, and Larry said, "Pick one of your tunes," you know. So I did. We did kind of a Chicago-style blues, but it occurred to me on my drive up to Woodstock, which is where Levon's barn was, silly, that I should have done something more like what he was recording, so I thought of this old Jeff Band tune. And the weird thing about this tune is I realized in doing a workshop somewhere in Colorado that the tune is identical in feel and almost identical in chords to a song that started out as rock and roll and ended up as folk music. You'll see.
What's the matter?
Oh yeah, she is good looking. And the whole state knows she. because you didn't ask her. Record.
records were always commercial suicide. I was happy with them too, and they actually did much better than anybody ever thought they would. The problem you see was because they had all different kinds of genres. You know, I think I see some people here who have no idea what the heck I was going to do, and are probably thoroughly confused now. Well, I do whatever I want to. And I've always done that on my records, you know, all different kinds of genres. And that is commercial suicide because the record companies the record stores didn't know what bin to put my records in. And the record companies didn't know where to advertise me, you know, what magazines, what radio shows. So, yeah, and this one is even more, gosh, it's got everything in it. Everything but, no, that's there too. The title comes from a line in one of the songs. It comes from out of this old English drinking song that's on the record, that old English drinking song that I wrote. I couldn't believe it either. I think I was channeling old English drunk. I think it's not that. But we'll do that for you. And this song has the added virtue of having Josh Kanuski sing on it. Not another soul survive. I am the strongest man alive. And now you have to down your drink and get another. I have carried burdens heavier than human tongue can tell. I've traveled distances untold, been forth and back through hell. I've endured the very worst that man or nature could supply. I am the strongest man alive. And I've fought many battles, though I have not won them all. It's a miracle this bruised and battered body breathes it all. They say a cat has 9 lives, but I've lived through 4 or 5. I am the strongest man alive. I have cheated death 1,000 times, that foul and greedy thief. But I've buried many comrades, which has brought me endless grief. I alone live on while all around my friends and loved ones die. The strongest man alive. And it's that mental anguish that's the worst in all the pain I've had. Where other men have gone insane, I'm only slightly mad. And still I breathe, I bleed, I weep through times I wish to die. I am the strongest man alive. Although I am Earth's strongest man, I'm not immune to death. There's a motive for each motion, a purpose for each breath. For without your true and lasting love, I would not, could not survive. Although I am the strongest man alive.
strongest man alive. I'm not even the best guitar player in this band, even though I'm supposed to be a guitar player. The best guitar player in the band. I'd like to ask him to do a solo for you. Besides, maybe this will get you to buy one of his CDs so you can eat tomorrow. Not to be too pathetic about it, but it's pathetic. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, pathetic Bart Cosgrove.
Thank you.
when my Tommy was born. He was the light of my life, my own little baby boy. And I can hardly believe that that one little soul could fill up my life with such joy. Now you know how it is when a kid learns to walk. First he'll stumble, then he'll sit there and bawl. It was hard, it was sweet, as Tom found his feet, just to be there and watch baby fall. Well, I'll stay there to watch baby fall. They grow up way too fast, and Tom was a scamp. He wore more band-aids than clothes. Tom had more ways of skinning his knees than any six children I know. All he should be away from his brand new two-wheeler. When I tried to coach him and all, so I watched with pride as he learned to ride, and I winced every time he would fall. But I stayed there to watch my son fall. Well, Tom didn't like school much, and he ran with the crowd. Now some boys will get in their teens. He might have been wild, but he still is my child. Me. It was Tom who got caught when the boys robbed a rich man, and Tom took the heat for them all. That judge thought it best to send my child to jail, and I could do nothing at all except to stand there and watch my boy fall.
Years are gambled and lost by Spot, you know, my eyes always go to people in the crowd who've been dragged by somebody else.
And I know it's easy to tell. I mean, it could be just, you know, just look for the youngest people. That was real. Except the guys in the band, I love to torture them. Right now, you know, we made a big pitch for Mark and his CDs, and we kind of had to. This is the point in the show when we do this tune, we say, unleash the fiddler.
Always by my side.
Tomorrow, most of the time, before you find a man like me to curl your toes and roll.